Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
There's a case out of Indiana involving a nativity scene where the lower court went the wrong way. We've now appealed this case to the Court of Appeals. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead. Well, this is a case involving a nativity scene, and it is in Indiana, and it's on what used to be the actual Jackson County Courthouse property. It's not an active courthouse anymore, Holly. It is the historic courthouse, so it's not used as a courthouse. There is a new courthouse, and it is behind it in another location, and that's where the actual courthouse is. So the public doesn't have any reason to use this building. In fact, it's more of an administrative place for different workers to come, but the public doesn't come to this building. But on this property of the Jackson County Courthouse, the historic courthouse, there has been a nativity scene for many years. And it's an annual holiday display. It includes a large lighted Santa Claus, a sleigh with reindeer, and a group of Christmas carolers. The courthouse grounds are also decorated with many kinds of lights and other non-religious symbols of the holiday. And of course, you have this person who objects because it also includes a nativity scene among all of these other lighted displays that are only displayed temporarily during the holiday season. This is a woman who is apparently a lesbian who has no dealings in this particular building because, again, this is not a place where you go. And she was somebody who was in a marital relationship and had a child from that relationship and left that relationship and is now with another woman. And so she says that she has had to, she doesn't even live in this county, that she's had to travel, she doesn't even say when, to that county to actually do something with regards to her child support. Now, you don't have to go there very often, and certainly you never have to go to this building. And there's no evidence that she has to pass this building. You would have to go out of her, she would have to go out of her way to pass this building. And there's no evidence that she's passed the building when the display was up.
Sounds like she's more like a pawn for this atheist organization to sue.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. That's what it is. So what ultimately happened is they sued. And we defended the case on behalf of the county. We're still defending the case.
This has been going on a while.
It's been going on a while. And so we defended it on, one, she doesn't have standing. I'll talk about that in a minute. Okay. And two, that even if she did have standing, the display is constitutional. So let's break this apart. Okay. You have to have standing. In other words, you have to have an injury. You have to have a real injury that can be redressed. And just simply intentionally driving by something is not an injury. Now, the courts have sort of relaxed standing in some of these Establishment Clause cases, and hopefully the Supreme Court will tighten it up later because that's been a problem. But it might be different, for example, if she had to go inside that building, and she had to go inside that building in December because she would be forced to go in there. Forced, I'm using that with quotes.
Yeah.
She would have to go in the building for something that is necessary for her to do.
So what would she say? She'd have emotional damage from seeing a nativity scene?
Being offended. I mean,
seriously?
That's the crazy thing about these standing cases. But here, she doesn't have any reason to go in the building. There's nothing for her to do in the building. There's nothing that she needs. There's no transaction that she can undertake in this building. It is the old historic courthouse. It's not the actual courthouse. So when you go for anything, even if you had to go to that county for child support in a courthouse, it's not this one.
Right.
It's the other one, the brand new one, in a different location. And even if you had to go to a courthouse that had a nativity scene, you would have to show that you had to go to the courthouse during this few weeks, right after Thanksgiving and the first week of January, 5 weeks perhaps.
And they've never given evidence of that.
The nativity scene is set up. There's no evidence of
it. No.
No evidence of it. So she doesn't have standing. There's no basis for her to bring suit.
Well, but there's one.
Judge Tanya Pratt ruled in favor of this plaintiff, who doesn't live, does not work, and does not have any dealings with this particular building, does not transact any business in the Jackson County Courthouse, because the building's no longer used for court proceedings. And yet, notwithstanding, the judge, without any evidence that she's actually had to go anywhere, that she's actually even seen the nativity scene, says she's got standing.
Wow.
So this is a great case to take and set up for a trip to the U.S. Supreme Court, because the Supreme Court has been looking at these Establishment Clause cases regarding standing because they've wanted to tighten the standing rules up so that it's like anything else, so that there's no exception made for these Establishment Clause cases.
And second, this is a constitutional display. You have a balance of religious and non-religious items. So it's very constitutional, correct?
Correct. And that's point two. When you look at the display itself, even if somebody had standing the right to sue, you look at the display itself. Well, what's the display have? Yes, it does have a nativity scene, but it also has a lot of other secular symbols as well. As I mentioned, it has Santa Claus, sleigh, reindeer, Christmas
right.
carolers. And we have a photograph here on our press release on lc.org where you can see this display. And you can see it all in one viewing. You don't have to, like, walk around the property to get all of this. It's, like, right there in one viewing. And so the judge said, well, it's still unconstitutional because somebody who's what she would call a reasonable observer will look at this and they'll say that it endorses religion. Now, the problem is that a reasonable observer in that kind of language in the Supreme Court is somebody who is informed of all the circumstances, which means that they would know that it's only temporary, which means that they can actually see and you can actually observe. And you say, well, yeah, there's a nativity scene, but there's also other secular symbols as well. Mm-hmm. There's reindeer. There were no reindeer at the nativity that I know of.
Yeah, I don't think so. Or Santa.
And the Santa wasn't there at the nativity. No. All of these other things are part of the holiday. And the Supreme Court has already clearly stated, and the Court of Appeals have already clearly ruled, that in fact, you can have a nativity scene within a holiday display. And in fact, here's a quote from the United States Supreme Court, Lynch versus Donnelly, 1984. And I'll read it. To forbid the use of this one passive symbol, the creche, the nativity scene, at the very time people are taking note of the season with Christmas hymns and carols in public schools and other public places, and while the Congress and legislators are opening sessions with prayers by paid chaplains, would be a stilted overreaction contrary to our history and to our holdings. If the presence of the creche in this display violates the Establishment Clause, a host of other forms of taking official note of Christmas and of our religious heritage are equally offensive to the Constitution. Now, of course, they're not offensive to the Constitution. They're basically saying if you can't have a nativity scene along with these other secular symbols of the holiday, then you'd have to wipe out much of our history and our heritage.
Right. But every year.
That's not what the Constitution requires.
Every year around Christmas, we're dealing with the same kind of situation with the nativity scenes on government property.
Yeah, every year.
Every year.
So this case, there's two things that the Supreme Court has been looking at. One is the standing. And this case presents a really good fact pattern to take that up to the Supreme Court. Right now, we're at the appeals court level, and we'll be filing our briefs in the near future and eventually oral argument. And then from there, depending upon how it works at the Court of Appeals, either side can ask the U.S. Supreme Court to review the case. The other is the Establishment Clause case itself. Last year, the Supreme Court issued a case called the American Legion case, and it's where they upheld this Peace Cross. Do you know that it's the most recent Establishment Clause case, and yet this judge referred to it in a sentence and said, well, I don't understand it, and she went on. That's the way that this decision came down. So pray for this case. We have other cases involving nativity scenes, Ten Commandments, and many other cases around the country. For more information, you can go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. That's lc.org, lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776.